Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, October 6, 2014. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the invasion of America by the Ebola virus. That's right. The Ebola virus has apparently decided that conditions in West Africa, being what they are, it would be better off in the United States. So it has invaded America, and the U.S. government has opened its arms and said, come on in. The U.S. government has become so big and so powerful that it can even command a deadly virus to do its will, and the virus is expected to obey it. The Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition has the story, quote, top federal health officials seeking to calm a nervous public ruled out Friday the possibility of an Ebola outbreak in the United States as Texas officials moved to contain the first case of the deadly virus diagnosed in America, end quote. So they rule out the very possibility of an Ebola. They said, no, you're not going to come here. There is no possibility. Even the possibility of an outbreak is ruled out by the all-powerful federal government as it expands its power over even microscopic organisms. So what actually happened in this latest Ebola case that triggered all this? Well, a Liberian citizen named Thomas Eric Duncan, carrying a Liberian passport from the city of Monrovia, Liberia, the very epicenter of the Ebola outbreak, was in physical contact with a family friend sick with Ebola. She died early the next morning. Her brother, also with him, died the next day, 2 days later, knowing full well that he had been double exposed to Ebola. He boarded a flight to the United States via Brussels. He flew to Brussels on Brussels Air, then on United Airlines to Washington Dulles Airport, laid over in the terminal at Dulles for several hours, then continued on United to Dallas, thereby exposing hundreds, if not thousands, to the disease. He arrived in Dallas the 20th of September and went to Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital on the 25th of September. He told officials at the hospital he was from Liberia, but not that he had been exposed to Ebola, thus exposing many health workers. Fear spread across Dallas as parents pulled their children from school when Texas Governor Rick Perry revealed in a press conference that several school children came in contact with Mr. Duncan. Texas medical team scrambled to isolate and protect those exposed. When Mr. Duncan became ill, he was rushed to the hospital in an ambulance while vomiting. The federal government seems completely unconcerned that this man mixed freely with many others in Dallas for 4 days while he exhibited symptoms of Ebola infection. Many of those he was in contact with were school children. Dr. Tom Frieden, head of the Center for Disease Control, said there was no risk to anyone on the airplane because the patient had no symptoms. Well, that's very comforting, Dr. Frieden. Well then, who is responsible for all this? Who is responsible for bringing Ebola to the United States? One man, and one man only, and that man is Barack Hussein Obama. It was a presidential decision to return infected doctors to the United States, and it was a presidential decision that allowed Mr. Duncan to board a flight to the United States. The White House said it will not impose travel restrictions or introduce new airport screenings to prevent additional cases of Ebola from entering the United States. Well, not only will they not impose a travel ban, they won't even do airport screenings. There are right now 13,500 citizens of Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea holding U.S. visas. Any of them or all of them are free to arrive in your city infected with Ebola today. Any normal, sane, non-pathological leader would order an immediate travel ban to protect the American people. To fail to do so is so far beyond the incompetence of the Secret Service, of Obamacare, and the long, long list of incompetent federal bureaucracies that this sick administration has created. Add to this refusal to protect America from Ebola, the refusal to protect our southern border from the recent flood of disease-carrying illegal immigrant children. These children have been spread around the country as each state has been required to accept them. These sick children and the American children reporting unusual and unknown respiratory illnesses across the nation face a U.S. healthcare system at least badly wounded and damaged by Obamacare. The health of each of us and our loved ones is and should be of vital importance. Well, we cannot accuse the president of doing nothing in this crisis. He's doing something. He just announced that he was sending another 1,000 troops to Africa for a total of 4,000 with their guns to fight this virus. Will the American people hold this man and his party responsible for his cold indifference and for his wanton refusal to protect public health and for his actually damaging public health? Will his friends in the media be able to protect him, though he refuses to protect us? Time will tell, folks. At least that's the way I see it. Till next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.